Connect.
Connecting you with the world around us. This is VR Connect on Radio VR with me, Peter Lekarev. We are not just a radio. You can also listen to us and read us online at voiceofrussia.com. We are on Facebook and Twitter, too. Make sure to check it out, as we always have interesting news and stories from Russia and around the world. And we are willing to hear what you have to say as well. Readers and listeners continue to discuss the NATO issue with new developments to boot. Bulgaria is coming under fire from its EU and NATO allies for its friendly ties with Russia. Why would the US and other alliance members suddenly waken to a centuries-old reality? Is Bulgaria going to be subject to more pressure? We talked with Peter Kichashki, board member at the Institute of Modern Politics, Sofia. He said, quote, "We are going to stand by our national interest, and our national interest is that we are a member of the European Union, and we have to keep good relations with Russia. I don't think that these two points there, the main Bulgarian points of interest, are contradictory in any way. Russia is something like our big brother, not in the Orwellian sense of the word, but as a state, Russia has always been in front of Bulgaria. And I think that most of the people here are fond of Russia," end quote. Visit our website and listen or read to Radio VR's Burning Point and tell us what you think. Meanwhile, we have an exclusive interview with John Nomikos, the director at the Research Institute for European and American Studies, who said the determination of Mr. Putin's decision-making is his strong point. He makes a decision today and tomorrow it is implemented, compared with European barbarian bureaucracy, which takes a few weeks and maybe months to go ahead, end quote. He names huge amounts of natural gas Russia's second strategic advantage, the one that European leaders are likely to be eager to discuss with the Russian president. Vladimir Putin is traveling to France to take part in the 70th anniversary of D-Day landing celebrations in Normandy on June 6th. What else could the European leaders discuss with Putin, and how free are they in working out their policy decisions? Check out the full interview at our website, voiceofrussia.com. Here's what our readers think. One commentator going by the name Bente wrote, "Greece is not very different from Denmark, though we have a better economy. Our right-wing party in Denmark, like in France and UK, got 25% of the votes, and the socialists also got more votes than usual. Both are against the undemocratic EU. We want our sovereignty back." As John Nomikos points out, EU today is not the EU that was formed in 1956 or the Denmark signed up with 1973. The dependency in US in military matters is insane. EU has been lazy and left it to NATO, which is leaving it to the USA. Economically, EU must obey USA. Politically, EU must obey USA. To fight US wars is not in EU's interests at all. Our interest is to trade and cooperate with the biggest markets there are, and that is Asia, and it is China and all other countries, and it is certainly Russia," end quote. What do you think, listeners? Give us your two cents and ask us anything. We are here for you. This was VR Connect on Radio VR with me, Peter Lekarev.